Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you. As we are here again in the house of the Lord, we give you the praise and we give you the glory. Can I get amen? All glory belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. The great God, the merciful God, the Lord of hosts is his name. And we exalt and magnify the Lord, the King of heaven. All whose works are done in righteousness, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion that shall never end. Who doeth according as he wills in the armies of heaven and upon the earth. And we know, Lord, that no man can stay your hand, neither can anyone say unto you, what doest thou? Now therefore, Lord, we thank you and we praise your glorious name. Hallelujah, somebody. Put your hands together for Jesus this morning. Praise God. Amen. Now, faith on trial. Amen. Your faith is on trial. And let's start this morning at 1 Peter chapter 1. And I'm going to read from verse 2. The message this morning, faith on trial. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. Elect. Now this is for you, the elect of God. This message is for you. The elect of God, he says, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Amen? And that's a good benediction, I guess. Grace unto all of you this morning, and peace be multiplied unto you in Jesus' name. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that which fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, just for you. There's an inheritance waiting in heaven that has your name on it. Hallelujah. And we know that we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time, which last time we are in now. So we're going to see a different dimension of the fullness of the salvation of God. Amen? Amen, people? Oh, we're going to see it. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, although now for a season, if need be, some of you are in heaviness through manifold temptations or trials, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Can I say amen to that? The trial of your faith is on trial. And that's what I want to speak about for just a little bit this morning. 1 Peter chapter 4. And I'm going to read at verse 12. Beloved, he says, and he's talking to you, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. You know, so some of you will face some, you know, and you are facing some trials and some hard times and different things and so forth. But he said, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Hello? That's right. You know, so don't think it's strange, you know, when you face diverse things and so forth like that. Jesus said in John 16 and verse 33, he said, look, as long as you are in this world, ye shall have tribulation. Not you may, but ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, he said. I have overcome the world for you. Be of good cheer. No matter what you are going through, I have overcome the world for you. Can you say amen? Yeah. I want to let you know that God tests every son that he receives. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 6, we are told exactly that. He says that every son that God receives, in fact, he called it scourging. You know, he put them to the test to see, you know, what they are made of. You know, the Lord, he, you know, chastens those that he loves. Hallelujah. And every son that he receives, he scourges or puts him through the test. And sometimes some serious testing. Because, you know, Jesus went through the same test. And he came out on top. And so will you in Jesus' name. In the book of Psalms 34 and verse 19, just some diverse exhortations for you this morning. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Not few, but many. But the Lord delivered him out of them all. That's the good news. Praise God. No matter what you are going through, no matter how it came to be that you are going through it, you know, as the exhortation already said this morning, you know, sometimes, you know, things just happen. Sometimes it could even be due to some fault of your own or whatever, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, but no matter what it is, the Bible says the Lord delivered the righteous out of them all. Praise God. You know, so you hang in there no matter what you are going through. The Lord will come through for you. Amen? Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. And now, you know, we have heard of the trials of Job. But we have seen the end of the Lord in the matter. How that at the end of his days, in Job chapter 42 and verse 10, the Lord turned the captivity of Job. Hallelujah. There's a secret there, because Job, he began to pray for his friends. You know, Job, you know, he left his self-centeredness. You know, he was so consumed about himself and so forth like that. But at one point in time, after God challenged him and so forth, then he began to just pray for his friends. And, you know, say, well, you know, and then the Bible says, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job in Job 42 and verse 10 when he prayed for his friends. And also the Lord gave him twice as much as he had before. So in verse 12, the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than the beginning. And he had 14,000 sheep and all kinds of things and so forth that the Lord blessed him with. And so the latter end was better than the beginning. Amen? So he went through a lot. But the Lord brought him through at the end. In 1 Peter chapter 5, and verse 10. The Bible says that God will give us rest after we have gone through many trials. He will give us rest. This is how that scripture reads. But the God of all grace, 1 Peter 5 and 10, who has called us unto this eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while. So God makes provision for some suffering and some trials. They are called the trial of your faith. It's your faith that is on trial. After that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Amen? So that's a promise. And that's a powerful prayer. That, well, you know, we recognize that you will suffer a while, but we also know that the God of all grace, after you have suffered a while, he's going to make you perfect. He's not, you know, the Bible says that, you know, I know that when I am tried, you know, I will come forth as pure gold. You know, he will make you perfect at the end. He will establish you and he will strengthen and he will settle you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. In Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2, the Lord himself promised this. And he said, no matter what you are going through, I will be there with you. That's what he said. And listen to the way he put it as well. Just so you know that you will go through these things. You know, because that's the way he said it. In Isaiah 43 and verse 2, he said, when thou passest through the waters, not if, but when. When you are going through stuff that seem like they're going to overwhelm you, I will be with thee. When you are passing through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. He's already given the rivers their boundary. Amen? Amen, somebody. Those rivers that are coming up against you, they have their boundary. The Lord has already set their boundary, and they cannot go any further than the boundary that the Lord has set. They shall not overflow you. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. The Lord will bring you out unscathed. Hallelujah. Now remember, he said, when, which means it's going to happen. But he also said, through the waters, which means you're coming out on the other side. Can somebody say amen? He never said when you go into the waters. And he never said when you go into the fire. But he said when you are passing through. You are passing through. Amen? It's just a passage. You're coming out on the other side. Hallelujah, somebody. The psalmist himself said, when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That's right. I'm not walking into the valley, but I'm walking through the valley, which means I'm coming out on the other side. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And I've said this before, and I've said it again this morning, by your own admission. Everybody. When somebody asks you, you know, they say, well, I'm going through some stuff right now. Amen? That's what people say. You know, so by their own admission, that means you are coming out on the other side. Nobody ever says, well, I'm going into some stuff right now. You know, everybody says, well, I'm going through some stuff. That's what. So you already know that you are coming out on the other side. Amen? Especially when the King of Glory is with you. And who is this King of Glory? Hallelujah. Who is this King of Glory? When you are going through stuff like this, who is the King of Glory that is with you? Listen to what he said in Psalm 24. And listen to what he said. You know, when you are going through stuff and what you must do and how the Lord is going to be by your side. Verse 7 of Psalm 24. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Don't keep your head down, but lift up your heads, O ye gates. Hallelujah. And be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And that King of Glory shall come in. And I have seen, and I've said it before time and time again, I have seen the little child, you know, that wants to be carried by the parents. They come to the parents and they lift up their arms like that. How many of you know what I'm talking about? That's the way they are. They lift up their hands because they want to be carried. Every time you see the little child, they come around an adult and want to be carried. They're lifting up their arms. So they're not hanging down their head. They're looking up and lifting up their arms because they want to be lifted up. Amen? Praise God. So don't bow down your head. Lift up your head, O ye gates. And be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And that the doors to your heart, the doors to your soul, you know, that's where all the emotion is at. You know, your soul. But Psalmist said in Psalm 42, my soul, why art thou disquieted within me? And Jesus himself said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. In that soul, you know, when you are cast down, you must lift up your head and open the everlasting doors to your soul and let the King of Glory come in. Let the light of his glory shine in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, he says again, O ye gates, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Hallelujah. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. The Lord mighty in his name. Listen to his promise in Psalm 91 and verse 15. He says that he will never leave you nor forsake you even when you are in trouble. He said, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Amen, somebody. Amen. No matter what you are going through, he will be with you and he will deliver you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I will honor you. And with long life, last satisfied, show him my salvation. These are the promises of God that he has promised us from day unto day unto day.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I want to tell you also that the Bible says that we must endure many sufferings. You know, we must endure sufferings. In Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 15, here is what the scripture says. You know, these are exhortations for us this morning. Diverse exhortations. Here's what he said. You know, an example of Abraham and all of these people who patiently endured. And you've heard me preach on Abraham many, many times. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. And I get amen on that. Amen. You must patiently endure. You know, don't give up at the first sign of trouble. You must patiently endure. In fact, Jesus said in Matthew 24 and verse 13, he said, look, you're going to suffer many things and so forth, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. You must endure to the end. The Christian race is not a sprint. It's more like a marathon. Amen? You know, and it's not the first person that jumps up in front and so forth that's going to win that race. You know, it's a grinding race. You know, you got to stay in there. You know, they'll give you water. Some people will even give you water along the way. There's some helpers and so forth like that. There's some people that will cheer you on along the way and so forth. But you got to stay in there. Got to stay in the fight. Amen, somebody. Never let the devil take the fight out of you. And never let him steal your joy. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Because once your joy is corroded, then you've lost your victory. Never let the devil steal your joy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We want to stay with the promise. In the book of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, the Lord said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Never leave you nor forsake you. And that promise is based on Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6. And I want to read that. Deuteronomy chapter 31, I want to read verse 6. Now listen to what the Lord said, because, you know, we are so precious to him that he wants us to be encouraged. He wants us to be of good courage. He wants you to be strong when you are going through stuff and so on. So here's what he said in Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not. And do not be afraid of anything the devil will do. Amen. Amen, people. Come on. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. The Lord thy God, he it is that is standing by you. He will not fail you, and he will not forsake you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now listen to what Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20. He said, and lo, that's behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Hello, somebody. And when he cast those three Hebrew boys into the fire, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Jesus was right there in the midst. And the king, he saw, he said, wow, didn't we cast three people in there? Well, I see one like the Son of Man. I see a fourth figure. I will never leave you nor forsake you. When you are passing through the waters, I will be there with you. When you are passing through the fires, I will be there with you. I will be with you in trouble, and I will deliver you, said the Lord. Many may be the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him every single time. The Bible says this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his afflictions. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now listen to some promises that Jesus, I'm going to close with these promises, that Jesus gives to the overcomers. You must overcome. You know, the promises, these promises that I'm about to read now in this last segment before I close this message this morning, these promises are for overcomers. These promises are not for pushovers. Amen? These promises are not for pushovers. These are for overcomers. People that can take licking and keep on kicking or ticking. People that can take a punch and get up when they are knocked down and they can get up again. Hallelujah, somebody. Not people that will stay down for the count. God wants you, you know, sometimes, you know, because the way life is, and you've heard me preach many things here and there, you know, I've preached on these subjects, you know, just about all the time, you know, how there are, you know, cycles of great things and other times not so good. And you heard that in the exhortation also this morning. But even when the devil sometimes he sucker punches you, catches you off guard. You know, before I read those promises, listen to what Paul said. He said, look, we are troubled on every side. This is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 8. We are troubled on every side, yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed. Sometimes it's like, well, we don't even know what to do and so forth. But no, we do not despair. We do not lose hope. Even as you heard this morning, you know, your situation can never be hopeless as long as you are a child of God. Amen. We are persecuted, yet we are not forsaken. We are cast down, but yet we are not destroyed. Hallelujah, somebody. Micah said in 7 and verse 8, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. Amen. The enemy that will sucker punch you sometimes to try to get you down, say, hey, you know, you're not going to get the last laugh, is what Micah said. He said, because when you knock me down, I'm going to get up. Amen, somebody. Because the trials of life sometimes will knock you down. But are you going to get up, or are you going to stay down for the count? He said, when you knock me down, I will arise. And when I am sitting in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. Hallelujah, somebody. He said, look, I'm not going to stay down for the count. No, sir, I will not. And if you ever watch a good boxing tournament, you know, sometimes a good prize fighter, they may get knocked down in the early rounds, but they can come back and win that fight. Because in their corner, you know, the trainer and the manager say, get up. Amen, somebody. They're not going to throw in the towel. Get up! And the Lord is in your corner this morning. And I am in your corner this morning. Saying, get up! Don't stay down! Hallelujah. Say, eye of the tiger, boy. Get up! You need to get up. Praise God. And then you got to shake it off. You know, you got to dig down deep. You know. And pull out the name of the Lord. Praise God. The name of the Lord is your strength at all times. He is your defense. He is your rock. He is your high tower. Hallelujah. He is your hiding place. And he will be with you. And he will deliver you. No matter what's going on. Habakkuk. He was bankrupt. In Habakkuk 3:17, he said, well, though the fig tree does not blossom, though there be no money in the bank. Hello? Though I lose my job and so forth like that. You know, neither there shall be fruit in the vines. Everything is dry around me. The labor of the olive shall fail. You know, the fields. You know, nothing coming in. My investments all wiped out. And he said in verse 18, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the Lord God, my Savior. Can I get somebody to say hallelujah? I will rejoice in the Lord. The trials of faith want to get you down. You know, sometimes, you know, but hey, you got to shake it off. You know, the psalmist said to himself, you know, Psalm 42. He said, my soul, why art thou disquieting within me? He encouraged himself in the Lord. You got to speak to your soul. Encourage yourself in the Lord. And get up and continue the fight. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Because you are on the winning team. Praise God. You are going to win the fight because Jesus already won the fight for you. You've just got to enforce the victory in your own life. Can I get an amen? And Paul said, I am persuaded in Romans chapter 8 that none of these things can separate me from the love of God. Because I am anchored on the love of Christ. Tribulation, or peril, death, high, angels, things present, and things to come. Even the trouble that has not yet happened cannot separate me from the love of God that is in Christ. That's some testimony. Amen. That is some testimony. Somebody that says, look, I know this is only a trial, and I know it's just a phase, but I know I'm coming out on the other side, and I'm going to win this fight. Hallelujah. That's all. You can read all that in Romans chapter 8, and he'll tell you all about it. That, you know, none of these things move me, and I will not be put down by any of these things. And no matter what it is, light or darkness, life or death, angels or devils, you know, whatever it is, they can't separate me from my position in God. Hallelujah. Because I'm hooked up with Jesus. Is somebody hooked up with Jesus in the house? That's right. Praise God. Now listen to these promises that Jesus gave for the overcomer. In Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7, for every one of these churches that he commanded John to write, he had a promise. He commanded John to write to them. He had a promise for each one if they would overcome all of the challenges that they are facing in their time. And he had a promise for each one. This is the first one, he said, in Revelation 2 and verse 7. He said, to him that overcometh, I will give him to eat of the tree of life. That's right. Oh my. Which is in the midst of the garden of the paradise of God. You know, tree of life. You know, that's abundant life. You know, to him that overcometh, I will give him the right to eat of that tree. You know, they lost the right from the beginning to eat of that tree. You know, but, you know, because they disobeyed God. So God put a cherubim with a drawn sword to keep the way of the tree of life so they won't put their hand. But Jesus now comes back and says, he that overcometh, I will give him to the right to eat of the tree of life. Amen? In Revelation 2 and verse 11, he says, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. See? Because the Lord already knows. He doesn't always remove the sufferings, but he will encourage you through the sufferings. Amen? Amen, amen people? Amen. He says, don't fear those things that you are going to suffer. You will suffer some things, but you know, the devil will even cast some of you into prison that you may be tried. That's a trial of your faith. He will do all of these things and so forth. And you shall have tribulation on many days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of a second death, because you have eternal life in his presence. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Revelation chapter 2 and verse 17, here's what he says, to him that overcometh, I will give him to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and with a new name written, which no man, now Jesus got a new name for you, if you can overcome. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And every man or woman or anybody that God called or had a calling of God in their life, in the Bible most of the time, he changed their name. You know. And he's got a name, a new name for you that will depict your travails and your triumph at the end. Amen. Praise God. And he's got it. He knows it. You know, he's got a new name for you. So you hang in there. And if you overcome, he said, all of his promises will be yours. Revelation 2 and verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I have received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. My goodness. You know, say morning star, all those planets out there, Venus and the rest of them and so forth. My goodness. So I will give you all of these things if you overcome, but you must overcome. Every trial, every little faith, every little thing that you are going through, the little things, the big things, whatever it is, you must overcome because they are only trials, and you must overcome them. Amen? In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed with white raiment, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and of his angels. But you must overcome. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12. As I quickly finish this. Revelation 3 and 12. To him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out. You're not going to be tossed to and fro anymore. You know, you're going to be a pillar. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I will write upon him the name of my God. And the name of the city of my God, New Jerusalem, which cometh out of heaven and so forth. And Jesus even said, my goodness, you know, in the new heavens and so forth, I'm going to have a new name, Jesus said. I'm going to write that name on your head. Praise God. It's going to be the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. All these wonderful promises, and this is my favorite one, in verse 21 of Revelation 3. If you overcome, he said, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Hello? Not just another throne, but right on his own very throne. Praise God. Even as I overcame, and I am set down with my Father in his throne. If you also overcome, Jesus promised you that you are going to be on the throne with him, ruling the nations and the worlds to come. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. If you overcome the trials of life, if you overcome the things that life may throw at you, there's many, many, many promises for you. The righteous man falleth seven times, but he riseth again, the Bible says. No matter what the enemy throws at you, no matter what lie throws at you, remember, the Lord is with you always. He will never leave you nor forsake you. If you understand that message, I want you to throw your hands up and bless the name of the Lord. Let him know that you understand that he is with you through the fire. Let him know that you understand that he is with you when the floods of life try to overwhelm you. When Jesus was in the boat, he went to the back and he was sleeping. Because he didn't mind the tempest. You will have tempests. Because Jesus said, let us go over to the other side. That's what he said. He didn't say, let us go and perish in the storm. Let us go over to the other side. And if they would have believed that, they wouldn't have panicked. And Jesus was just going to ride out the storm. He didn't care. It's not every storm that the Lord will rebuke. Amen? Doesn't rebuke every storm. He lets you go through some storms. Let the storm do its thing. You will come out on top. Jesus knew the storm was coming. He didn't care. He went and slept. Because he knew that he had already said, we are going to the other side. So storm can come, tempest can blow, but I'm going to the other side.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But that's what Jesus said. And he that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Darkness cannot overcome you when you are with Jesus. But Jesus finally got up and rebuked the storm because of their unbelief. You know, he may do that for you sometimes. But if you have faith, Jesus doesn't have to rebuke anything. You just let the storm do its thing. It's not going to prosper against you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Yeah.
Isaiah 54 and 17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. Now listen to these final words of comfort that the Lord wants me to read to you this morning. Isaiah 40, he said, comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people. Hallelujah. Speak comfortably to my people. Hallelujah. That there is a rest. There's a time of rest and a time of refreshing coming. If you faith not, in due season. Amen. If you faint not, in due season, there is coming a rest. Let's lift up our hands and pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning Because your word is yea and amen. And you have said you will never leave us nor forsake us. And no matter what we are going through in life from day to day, you are right there with us. And when we are in the tempest, when the ship is being rocked to and fro from the storms of life, Paul said, the angel of the Lord appeared unto me tonight, and he stood by me and said, there shall be no life lost. But he said, ye must stay in the ship. The only way you're going to be saved in your trouble, you must hold on to the Lord. You cannot jump ship. If you jump ship, you will be destroyed. But if you stay in the ship, the Lord will bring you on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap. The Lord is with his people. The Lord of hosts. The great God. The merciful God. The Lord of hosts is his name. The Lord is with you. And he will be with you, and he caused his face to shine upon you. The Lord will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. From the very trap that the enemy has set for you, the Lord will deliver you. Amen? You will be clean escaped. And I pray that the Lord will wrap his arms around you. Under the shadow of his wings, you will trust. Hallelujah. And even when, if you feel it or you don't feel it, I want you to know that the Lord is there with you. Praise God. Because we walk not by sight, but by faith. And sometimes you feel his arm around you, and sometimes you may not even feel it, but he's there with you all the time. His arms are always around you. Praise God. And you can feel his presence more and more as you praise the name of the Lord. And I pray that the God of all comfort and strengthen every one of you in all of your trials of faith, and that you will always come out on top to the glory of the name of the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.